the like only talking of one of the sustainable development goals, which is CO2, right? This thing. Now the Andrew said it's a global problem, and if we reduce CO2 somewhere, this has a global impact. Exactly, that is true, right? If we are capturing CO2 in Iceland or in some other part of the world, this will have a global impact just within a couple of days, because mixing of CO2 is happening so far, so fast. And such I can only reconfirm what Andrew said. And the second thing, what Marianne said, I also can reconfirm that a venture capital scene, so to say, clearly helps to kick off innovation, and actually is much needed for innovation. At the end of the day, the way I or when we started out, there was no such thing as funding, and also venture capitalists turned their back when we pitched to them. At the end of the day, what comes with funding sources is time, right? The more funding sources you have, the faster you are. I think, like listening to all of you, everyone will find their funding sources, but it might take simply too long until we get there, and such those environments are needed. Now, the last point I wanted to share is why why should we think about creating an investment vehicle, like either on the public or on the private side, for what all of us have discussed. At the end of the day, what the world will be in a very substantial transition in the next 30 years. We have to transition from currently 40 or 50 billion tons of annual emissions down to net zero emissions. Again, like only talking about CO2. And that's a quite huge challenge. And also in terms of economic value, that's a huge thing. Like in my answer I gave to you, Anna-Maria, in the beginning, I mentioned that the size of our challenge of CO2 removal is 2 to 20 billion tons annually. If you multiply that with $200 per ton of CO2, that's a 400 to 4 trillion industry in 30 years to come. $4 trillion, if we take the upper limit, is a huge industry. That's like the 50 largest oil and gas companies combined, or that's the complete tech sector. And that only needs to happen within the next 30 years. So economically and from a scale-up perspective, that's a huge, huge step that has to be done. And why should it be done? Because exactly that offers also like a completely new asset class. Like we have to divest from one class of investment and invest into a new class of investment. But currently, those new classes of investments might not be there. And then such, those new technologies and new approaches also offer a new asset class, so to say, where you can like generate return on investment, at the same time do good and remove CO2 from the air. Those are my 5 cents. I think you're muted, Anna-Maria.
Was bound to happen.